Welcome to GSO to Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO to Go Voices host. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the September 2009 GSO to Go Voices podcast. Did you know that GSO has a frequently asked questions document that contains answers to commonly asked questions about the Georgia performance standards? To find this document, go to GSO, then click on the Georgia Performance Standards tab, and then click on Frequently Asked Questions under Support Materials. There is great information about the GPS and what the state requires with the curriculum. The GSO video library continues to grow each month. In fact, a new video series has been added by the Social Studies Department. This series is the Social Studies Video Dictionary, which targets middle and high school students. A total of 50 video topics have been selected with plans to add more. You can now watch the first 18 videos of this series now. Teachers can view or download any of the videos to their computer for use in PowerPoint or as standalone segments. ScienceNetLinks, a Thinkfinity consortium partner, has assembled a collection of middle and high school resources that examine the chemistry and engineering behind petroleum products and energy. The highlight of the collection is the new interactive on oil refining. Students start by watching a dynamic introductory movie that provides a background on how petroleum is developed over millions of years. Then, they are taken into an oil refinery where they process crude oil into more usable forms. Engage your students with even more interactives through Learner.org. Learner.org has 21 interactives to expand student learning on various concepts. Interactives provide educators and students with strategies, content, and activities that can enhance and improve students' skills in a variety of curricular areas. During the 2008-2009 school year, fine arts committees were created for each of the four content areas of fine arts education to draft the Georgia Performance Standards for Fine Arts Education. The fine arts GPS are now available for public review. The draft standards will be accessible on GeorgiaStandards.org for review and comment through October 12th, 2009. Mark your calendars, GAETC is right around the corner. The Georgia Educational Technology Conference will be held November 4th through the 6th at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Converge with the thousands of other Georgia educators who will travel to Atlanta to experience high-quality professional learning. Did you know that Britannica Online offers free web training? See what's new with Britannica Online and learn different ways to use it in your school or library. K-12, academic, and public librarians will all enjoy these one-hour online presentations. Through the GSO to Go newsletter, you can link to the Britannica Online training schedule. There is also a 14-minute overview video link from GSO to Go that demonstrates how to better utilize the many Britannica resources with your students. Hey, second grade teachers, there is a great resource that you can reference for teaching Science Standard S2E2. From GSO to Go, you can download the 3-week science unit framework titled Night Sky Organizer, Changing Moon, Moving Sun. This unit expands on standard S2E2 through performance tasks and teacher commentary. The unit even supports other curriculum standards along with enduring understandings, essential questions, and many relevant websites and books to support the teaching of this standard. Did you know that the New Georgia Encyclopedia website contains close to 2,000 articles and more than 5,000 multimedia items on the history, culture, and life of Georgia? Teachers can discuss with students the many events that made history in Georgia during the month of September by accessing this month's New Georgia Encyclopedia links from GSO2Go. As always, the GeorgiaStandards.org team welcomes your feedback. All GSO contact information is in the newsletter. I mentioned some of the articles you will find in the September 2009 GSO2Go newsletter. There are links to everything from this podcast in the newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read GSO2Go and share it with other educators. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter, as well as other issues, just enter GeorgiaStandards.org into your browser, click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of the webpage, and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resources links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. GSO2Go is downloadable as a PDF, which means that you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. And now there is an HTML text version as well. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening.